Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So happy to be with you tonight and every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Home Time Radio. And tonight, I want to talk to you about a topic that is very close to home and something I've been always interested to discuss, the seven pillars of a healthy life. You know that we used to say all the time that it's so significant to live your life in good health. Now, before I'm going to give you all of my ideas of natural remedies, everything for optimal health and true healing, I want you to keep in mind that the advice that I'm going to share with you this evening isn't necessarily intending to diagnose any disease or to replace a medical care. So that's why if I'm telling you something, I want you to check with your physician before starting something. I usually promote and advise people to take natural stuff because I believe a lot in the natural healing. Because everybody knows that life is best lived in great health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. So we all want to keep our bodies in excellent shape, especially now with everything that's happening in this world. You know, our attention is suddenly turning towards our own well-being. But different kind of illnesses can creep in unexpectedly. There are so many diseases out there that we ignore because we all talk is about COVID and COVID, but there's a lot of autoimmune disorders. There's more than 100 autoimmune disorders, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and they all on the rise. Now, the modern world was, it's almost like it was designed to weaken the immune system. I don't know if it intentionally, but this is the way the modern world is right now. In spite of the fact that the human body is equipped with powerful defenses to protect itself and return to a state of harmony, the outside world, you know, is weakening our immune system. But the first thing that we need to know is that our health is in our hands. And no one else is responsible for our health than ourselves. No doctors, no surgeries, no treatment, no pills can heal you as well as you can actually heal yourself. And you're going to ask me, so how is the way we can heal? There are three things that we need to do. We need to be knowledgeable. We need to communicate. We need to have the patience. And why we need the knowledge? Because knowing what is happening is very significant in order to be able to heal. Many of the things that we are told that are good for us in actuality are not. Sometimes the pills that we're told to take may not be right. So we have to have the knowledge what exactly can help us, what is exactly that we can benefit from. We have to do our own research. We have to learn about different treatments, different supplements, different plants, different herbs, different foods. So, and understand the natural cure, because there's a natural cure for every disease. There's a natural remedy for everything. So it's so significant to know all of this. And then I said, communicate with your body, trying to Find out what your body is asking you. For instance, pain signalizing inflammation. Acne signalizes a hormonal imbalance. So you always have to be careful not to confuse what your body needs with what you want. So if you're craving, for instance, something sweet, you crave like a chocolate, your body probably needs a piece of something sweet, but you can replace that with a fruit. So ask your body, will this nourish you? Will this help you perform your function? So have that kind of a communication with your body. Communicating regularly will help you make better choices. So in order to actually create good health in life, in my opinion, you also have to have a lot of patience, because natural cure works, but your body needs some time to adapt and adjust. So it's very significant to adjust. Like, it takes 30 days to see a real change if you change your diet, if you eat better, if you take the right supplements. You're not going to see the change in a minute. Will take a while. So that's why patience is, you never give up. What you put into your body is the most important factor that will determine your health. The right food can work wonders. Like the Greek philosopher Hippocrates used to say, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I mean, isn't this crazy to think that every living being on this planet knows what to eat except us? We human, we don't know what to eat. We don't know what we meant to ingest. And what we not, what we are and what we not. We still debated whether we should eat meat, we should eat carbohydrates, and what time we should eat. So we're still working on figuring it out. We're the most intelligent being, and we still cannot figure it out, our basic needs. And our basic needs is actually the food. So My opinion is, you know, as a guide to good nutrition, is you can enjoy anything from time to time. But the most important thing, in my understanding, is eat raw, unprocessed, organic food as much as possible, and stay away from the food that has ingredients you can pronounce the label. So the less it took for the food to get from the place it grew to your plate, the better. So simplify. Best advice I can give you is use minimal ingredients when you cook, but always buy the quality ingredients and not so much the quantity. So this means that if a food is high in quality, you don't need to add many ingredients to make it taste good. So you also don't need to eat as much in order to feel full and satisfied. Another thing that I would love to mention is that it's amazing to detoxify your digestive system that works nonstop. It's just like your heart, your lungs, your vital organ. But once in a while, let them rest, let them recharge. Perform a good cleanse, a detox once a week, once a month. Give up on those so-called diets, because diets don't work. You don't want to die, you want to live. Probably, you know what I mean? All those like Atkins diet, Paleo diet, Zone diet, Nutrisystem, and so on, you name it. You guys probably try them all, but this kind of diets usually work for weeks or months, and then the weight comes back. Diets, you know, they don't provide the nutrients, the nourishment that the body needs. But they aim like a quick fix, a quick weight loss. But your relationship with food is lifelong. So it has to be healthy. It has to be, you have to have a realistic relationship for the long run. You also have to enjoy your food. You have to know how to chew your food. You have to know how to take time to taste your meal. Take a few bites, stop for a few seconds. These are things that you know. I'm just telling you how big of a mental impact it is, because it takes 20 minutes for your brain to receive the message that your stomach is full. But unfortunately, in 20 minutes, you had your whole plate, you know what I mean? Even the second plate. And you feel stuffed, you know? But emotionally, you don't want to feel deprived of anything. In one of the things that I've talked about a lot in all my lives and in all my seminars is that we should consume food that is free from suffering. This is my philosophy, just a philosophy. If it died for you, then think twice before you eat. Because more and more people are turning towards vegan, towards being more vegetarian. This is not necessarily meant to judge anybody who loves meat or animal product. I grew up in Europe where the typical diet was built around meat. So animal product, they taste so great. And this is the way, you know, I've been raised. But, you know, you may not be willing to give up on meat, on dairy products. I'm just simply encouraging you to think of a more plant-based product and less meat-based one. So, because you can have anything from time to time. But I've always thought in this way, how do you want to promote life if you eat that? It's just as simple as that. You eat something that is dead. Food can cure any illness. There's no doubt in my mind. In my opinion, and from my own personal experience, I believe you can cure anything from the right food in the right combination. Nature gave us everything we need for good health. But as I said, we require knowledge. If you're suffering from any disorder or any disease, do the research before you resort to chemicals, to invasive treatment, to surgeries. More than likely, there is a natural way to treat everything. The magic cure to almost any disease is, in my opinion, raw, vegan, plant-based, vegetable, fruits, nuts, seeds, legume, extract oils, and so on. So this is the way, you know. And if you're on the medical treatment, add natural remedies. You can't go wrong. Now, from my own experience, I always recommend carbon 60, which carbon 60 is a molecule that penetrates at the level of the cell, protects the extremities of the cell, and it's a free radical scavenger, which means it soaks up the free radicals that destroy our cells, causing aging and diseases. It's the most powerful antioxidant that exists. So when I studied this carbon 60, I noticed I felt better. So if you're interested in learning more about it, you can even send me an email at carmenharaerewell, and I'll send you a link where to buy the best quality of this product that really, really has 300 times more the power of vitamin C. Now I'm going to take your calls in a second because I would love, love, love to hear from you. And I also would love to touch upon the seven pillars of health. And I have so much to talk to you about the major diseases and debate a little bit. Take every disease and discuss the natural treatment. But before I do that, I want to still let you know that my book Committed is out. It was released recently. Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. The reason I wrote this book is because commitment is a problem for majority of people. And love relationship cause us a lot of problem. But exactly what is commitment in my book and why it's so hard to achieve and why we struggle in love and how can we end up cycles of disappointment, how can we foster a fulfilling relationship, but that's what this book is all about. So if you struggle in your love life, which a lot of people do, reading this book, you know, it teaches you to re-examine core beliefs about commitment, clearing karmic pattern, liberate yourself from people and places that are not serving you any longer. And also in the second part of the book, you will learn about identifying archetypes in people. Because an archetype, you know, even yours, you know, or your partner's archetype is identifying a person's weaknesses, mindset, inclination, commitment, capacity. This is so significant because before you go through a serious relationship, you want to find out, can I build emotional intimacy with this person? Is this person's understanding about commitment similar to mine? And how can I navigate through the world of online dating and personal dating? So all of these are topics that my book touches upon. And you can find my book in every bookstore. You can also find my book at Amazon, the place where everybody buys everything. The goal of commitment is, as I said, is to help you find and keep the love you deserve, an authentic, impassionate relationship that fills you with excitement and puts your mind at ease. So, as I said, if you want to buy my book, you can find it everywhere. Let me know. Let me know what you think of my book. I really, really appreciate it. I have so many people listening to my show, and I know they are my followers and my friends. And you can follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and let me know about the book. I'll be thrilled to find out your opinions. And if you identify yourself in the book, identify your own archetype, and understand who's your match in the real world. But now I'm going to go and take your calls after a short break. And the number to call in is 202-570-7057. So I'll be waiting for your call. And I think my first caller, who I'm grateful for waiting for me, is Rose. So I'm going to take a break and then go to Rose.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Very excited to be with you tonight, and I'm going to talk to Rose. Hi, my lovely Rose. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. Good. So what's up, my Rose? How can I help you tonight?
Well, I want to say I'm grateful to be speaking with you.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah. I got the COVID-19 vaccine, one dose, about mm-hmm. 6 months.
Very good.
Six months ago. And it was like maybe a little less than a week later, like I noticed a difference in my memory. And okay. I just wanted to find out from you, like, is that from the vaccine or is it just something?
Well, I want to tell you something. So this COVID virus causes mm-hmm. many problems in a body. And one of the problems that COVID causes is neurological, affecting memory, affecting perception, creating severe forms of depression, when they introduce the vaccine in the body, they actually introduce a tiny drop of the virus. So consequently, the body will respond to exactly, not to the same magnitude, but to the effect of the virus. So it makes sense that your response of the body to the vaccination is exactly the response of the body that would have been to the virus, but not at the extent that the virus can affect you. So, and unfortunately, so this was 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And how do you feel now?
Well, see, the thing is I'm not sleeping well, but, and I wasn't sleeping well before I got the vaccine, which of course.
How is the memory, the perception, the, are you okay with your depression? Are you okay with your cognitive mind? So the cognitive mind is the awareness of your mind.
Well, it's just, I don't.
Because after that this should have improved. Though there's not enough study. The problem with the vaccination, we don't have enough study. This was, in so many ways, an experiment, a global experiment, but we didn't know any better. We had no other choice. So we used the vaccine because we didn't have data. We had no idea how the body will react. I've seen one of my friends recently who told me, I just had the vaccine and I ended up in a hospital. I almost had a heart attack. And I stayed two weeks in a hospital from the vaccine. So people respond differently. On the other hand, I had a 14-year-old who went to the hospital, got the COVID, got the pneumonia, almost died, you know what I mean? So you see all these cases, so you don't know which one is better. Obviously, it's better to get the vaccine than not getting it. The danger, yeah.
Well, I would say there's some improvement, but still it was like I couldn't like deny the change in my memory. And my chiropractor was saying how some of his patients have come in, reported the same thing. And then I go to this homeopathic pharmacy, and the lady that works there said some of her patients have reported the same thing. But this is the issue that I'm having. After I got that one dose, you know, of course, it made...
So you didn't get the second dose. What did you get, Pfizer?
I got Pfizer, yes.
Pfizer, yeah. Actually, Pfizer is supposed to be less... has less side effects than the three of them. And yet, you know, the same neurological problem may occur, so...
Well, the thing that I'm worried about is my employer sent out an email that stated we have to be vaccinated by 9/30/2021, or that's
right.
Or, you know, we can't come in, or there's like a religious exemption.
It becomes mandatory. But there is a way to... If you had these issues, you know, then the doctor can actually see a neurologist, and the doctor can write a note, so you will be okay.
Do you think it's better to go that route than take the second vaccine?
The only fear I have is that you will reinforce the first. Obviously, the second one, to what I heard, is way more severe. Reaction than the first. So for you to have that response on the first one, the second one might be more severe. Or you never know, the body already adjusted to the first. Though after 6 months, the problem is it wears off. After 6 months, you might not even have it in your system as much. It stays 6 months to 8 months. And then we need to get vaccinated again. The other problem that exists, it mutates. like it mutates in all kinds. Now there is a new one that came out. Actually, the new form of virus came out in Colombia, if you heard about this. So there's a different forms. The problem is that the vaccination doesn't really covers, doesn't protect so much all these new mutation. And so we're in a difficult situation globally.
Yeah.
It's a sad reality. I hate to admit it, but it's really sad. And I don't even know what to tell you. Medically speaking, it's better to have the vaccine than have the virus. No question about it. Plus, it solves your problem. But under the circumstance of the response of your brain, neurologically to it, you definitely should go and see a neurologist. That would be my advice. And ask a neurologist what he thinks would be best for you. Because if your response was like that and you respond even worse to the second dose, then there's definitely a problem.
Yeah, because that's what I'm worried.
It's very hard to reverse the cognitive, you know, the cognition of the brain.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, if I have an appointment with my doctor, I think it's next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Is
the doctor an internist or a neurologist?
Internist.
I would not go to an internist.
I have an HMO, and you have to go through your.
Okay, so then go to him. Okay.
Primary care.
Okay.
Do you see
okay.
her? At least agreeing to sign, you know, for some time period, a medical exemption for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that she'll agree to that? Because I heard it, you know.
I feel like she will. A percentage is like 65%. The problem is that all the doctors are told to promote the vaccine because science says let's have the vaccination, and they're right. But you see, everybody's different. Everybody's different. There's no doubt about the virus is terrifying, you know what I mean? And it is really damaging, and it can, this is not a, like we used to say, this is respiratory. No, this can kill your liver. It can hurt your circulation. It can cause so much damage to your body, where your body has a weakness. It's not only that it affects your lungs. That's completely wrong. And the biggest problem is definitely affecting neurological damage is there, you know, in many cases.
Yeah. I'm not even sure that maybe I didn't have COVID very, very early on before.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know anything about it, and
mm-hmm.
I've been experiencing insomnia since the beginning of the pandemic. So, of course, that affects cognition and memory. But I can't deny that something just changed.
Well, there's another thing that I want you to be aware. So if you have COVID for 3 months, you're not supposed to have a vaccine. If you vaccinate yourself by not knowing you have COVID, but you did have COVID, then there's a serious problem. You can really have a very serious reaction to the vaccination if you had COVID, let's say 3 weeks before or 6 weeks before. You understand? And you didn't know, and then you have the vaccine. So you suspect you actually have COVID?
I don't know for sure, like very
early. A lot of people, I think, had this. A lot of people were asymptomatic. They had no idea they had it.
I mean, no, I think I didn't have the respiratory, but my coworker had come back from a cruise, and she had a cough, and it was going on for weeks, and eventually, we didn't know a lot about COVID at that time. So I don't know. I didn't have respiratory, but I felt like...
A lot of people don't have respiratory. You know, that's the whole thing.
And they ask about that. That's one of the top things they look at.
Right.
So I don't know for sure, but I know, like, I was in good health before before the pandemic. And yeah, I've been struggling throughout the pandemic.
I am so sorry, my love.
Yeah.
I really believe that you should check with your doctor. You should check with your doctor, most likely because you had this long time ago. Explain her your symptoms, make her understand what's going on, and I really believe that you'll be fine. And you really need to take some natural stuff, you know, in order to improve memory. Is your memory sometimes foggy?
Yeah, ever since COVID, yeah. It's been foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even...
Send me an email and I'll send you a list of natural stuff that improves memory naturally, yeah, that you can't go wrong by that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Send me a list at carmenhara@aol and I'll send you some stuff that you can buy that's all natural, no side effects, can cause any harm whatsoever, but can definitely make a difference in the way, you know, your brain works. So it can regulate the neurotransmitters in the brain, make you feel with way more clarity. You know, that's what you want to bring that back. Let's see if we can achieve that in a natural way. And even ask your doctor about those things that I'm recommending, because you can't go wrong with those because they're all natural. But they're known to be very efficient. And some of them you actually can buy at Amazon. So go check at Amazon and see if you can get them there and see what people say about those things, you know?
Yeah, I'm taking ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha is more for depression.
Oh.
It will not help you with... will help you, will not help you with the memory, will not help you with the fogginess, will not help you with the cognition. No.
Oh, okay.
There is memory boosters. There's a lot of those stuff that have all kinds of plants that boost actually the memory and relieve that fogginess. And there's one product called Clear Mind. So go and look for those. And there's a product that is called Focus Factor, and that is based on a product that increases the perception. So that seems to be extremely efficient on the brain. Phenomenal. But for that product, in order to be able to take it, you don't have to have blood pressure. Do you have blood pressure?
No, I don't.
So if you don't have it, you will be amazed. The results are in like 40 minutes to an hour. Immediately,
oh, wow.
You feel like, wow, what happened to my mind, you know? Your mind is like you wake up and all of a sudden you remember everything. You know? So that might be very efficient. That might be very helpful. So try those. At least do the research into those stuff.
I will. Are you like, is your intuition like telling you maybe this was the vaccine or it wasn't? Or
no, it is from the vaccine because it's I combine my intuitive with my knowledge, medical knowledge that I have. And from what I've studied about the vaccine, and I know that this is one of the side effects of the vaccine.
Yeah.
Is the neurological impact, yes.
I just really pray that my doctor at least will...
Well, the doctor should know. The doctor should know that this is one of the things that can happen to a lot of people. Probably 20% of the people who take the vaccine will report this, you know.
Will report this problem. Yeah, otherwise I'd have to make a decision to take the vaccine.
Ask the doctor what he thinks based on this. That's why my advice would have been talk to a neurologist. And before you take that, I also advise you and ask your doctor if that's a good decision. Take some of the natural stuff, but not ashwagandha because ashwagandha only works on depression. And you're not necessarily depressed. This is not what this is your problem, you know. You can also do a neurotransmitter test, which will measure the level of all the hormones in the brain and see if any of them is low or affected by this, like dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, you know, histamine, and so on. And so there's a lot of hormones in the brain, and we want to make sure that they in balance. Because you sometimes feel very weird if one of the hormones drops significantly or goes way too high. You can do that test. If you want, I can send you a link where to go about getting that test.
Okay. Is that something that, like, I have an HMO that they could do? Or
They can definitely pay for it, yeah.
Okay.
They will pay for it. And if you do that, you know, because I'm a doctor, so I can interpret that for free for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I really hope the doctor will at least sign off on it just to give me a chance, because this is very scary, because I could potentially take the second vaccine and then end up being disabled.
Well, it's very possible for you to take the second vaccine and have no reaction this time, you know. The body already created, you know, a response. And the second time, the body might say, well, I've responded to this, and I don't need to respond for the second time, you know. I already learned what this is all about, and I'm fine.
Yeah, because it is concerning, because I need to work the rest of my life.
Right. So. Don't know. I personally think this is my intuition talking, that you'll be perfectly fine. And we can talk on the radio anytime you want. Just keep me updated.
Okay. Yeah,
I love you. I want you to be more than okay.
You too, and if you and your listeners will please pray that my doctor at least will give me a chance.
Let me know what your doctor said. Call me next week and let me know. And write me an email.
I will.
All right, my beautiful Rose.
Nice.
I love you, my sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay, my love. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to go and talk to my beautiful Lelani.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back tonight. I'm so excited to talk about the 7 pillars of healthy life. And I also promised to talk to you, so my greatest pleasure is to talk to beautiful Lelani. Hi, my Lelani.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay, my angel. You?
Good. I'm just leaving the ocean, and I missed you. Guess what?
I miss you, too.
I'm almost done with your book.
What did you say?
I'm almost complete with your book. I'm on the last chapter.
Oh, my God. Did you like it?
I loved it, and I think I'm the introvert.
I believe that. Yes.
Yeah. Because
absolutely.
I read about the free spirit, and that yes. isn't. I don't think I'm the free spirit.
No, you're right. You are the introvert. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm excited to read about the well-rounded, because I want to become a well-rounded woman.
That's the way, you know, that's the ideal. That's what everybody should be, you know, finding that balance, that stability. Yeah. Oh, I'm so grateful that you're reading my book, my beautiful Alani.
Thank you.
How are you? How's everything with you?
You know, it's good. I'm in Sebastopol in the northern part of California, and I'm house sitting for 1 week.
Right.
The thing with the house sitting is it's starting to slow down because people aren't vacationing. So I've been talking to my guides and angels asking for a sign because I just really don't know where to go, Carmen, to plant roots.
For some reason, I think that you're on the right place. I mean, you are in California. I don't know if that particular place is the right, but California is for you the right place.
Yeah, I agree.
Because for what you do, you know, for what you do and the way you're doing and for your charisma, for your knowledge, for your kind soul, for everything that you do to help people, you're in a perfect spot. But California is big. It all depends to be. So where are you, in the northern part of California? Where exactly?
I'm like an hour and a half north of San Francisco, near Petaluma.
Okay.
And I really love Santa Monica. It's rent is like $2,000-$2,500 a month. So I'm not sure. Yeah,
that's a lot.
So I'd like my guides and angels to just say go here, and then I can, you know, really look for a place. But I haven't been getting like guidance on where that is. I don't really like this part of California.
It's interesting. I have a feeling that there's a lady, blonde, tall, helping you, giving you space where to stay for free in a big house. Yeah. And I feel she's gonna want you to help her with, she has either a granddaughter or somebody she want you to help with, but she will also be very touched by your kindness, by your healing abilities. And it seems to be something karmic. It's like a big door opening to you. I see this woman wearing something with white, and she's blonde, longer hair, very pretty woman. She must have been like, I don't know, she almost looks like some kind of a movie star. I'm not sure whether she was or she wanted to be at some point because she's so pretty. She's not that young anymore. She still looks stunning. And I feel this woman,
do you know how I can meet her or where I will meet her?
You meet her through other people in a, like in a environment when you go out and there's some other, but it's like people sitting on chairs. Are you planning to teach something or go to an event where people are teaching something? Does this make any sense to you?
I don't have a teaching plan, no, but.
Or you go to a place where there is a teaching, there's a seminar or something?
No, because everything's still kind of, California is really strict right now.
Everywhere is strict, I know.
Yeah.
But somewhere. You know, it should be strict here in Florida because the people are not even wearing masks and it's too many cases. But
is it a woman from my spiritual community, Agape International Spiritual Center?
From Agape Center?
Yeah, Michael Beck. That's my spiritual community. Maybe it's a woman from there.
It can be. You know, Agape is one of my friends. She actually, I had her on the radio. She's a lovely lady. I think you
I spoke to her.
You spoke with her.
Yeah, this is Michael Beckwith's mystic community, mysticism.
You should try to connect with that lady. That's a fabulous woman. She has such a heart. She's such a good woman, and she's blonde, by the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See through, because it comes through. Probably that's what I'm seeing. An environment where there's people, a community. So, and this is where somebody's offering you that helping hand.
Okay.
Because I do see you. It's like a divine intervention. You need the divine intervention, you know?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Because, Carmen, it's been like 5 months since
Don't
I left
tell
Colorado.
Me because I know. If somebody knows, I know.
Can you believe I left 5 months ago?
Oh, my God.
And I know, and I've just...
Right.
I'm kind of ready for my own space and...
Right.
And... Right. I'm ready to meet a man, too, and I don't really feel like I can meet a man when I don't have, like, my own space.
Right, right, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
Yeah.
But all of this is going to happen. Yeah.
I just appreciate you so much. Your book is fabulous, and it's really helped me understand my last relationship before the guy from Morocco, but the other guy from Argentina... Mm-hmm. He would one day say, I love you, move to Argentina. The next day he would disappear. And so I figured out he's that free spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Have you heard anything from the last guy, by the way?
He just emailed me, Yosef. He just emailed me and said, how are you? But I haven't heard much, and I'm not going to put a lot of effort there because I think... I mean, he just turned 36, and I know in his culture he needs to be married right away because that's considered old to be married. So
right.
I've kind of let him go. And
right.
But we're so connected. I can feel when he's thinking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can feel I dream about him, but I'm ready to move on because we just can't give each other what we want or need. So,
right.
But he's a good man. He was a great man.
I know. I remember exactly everything you told me about him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's see where this person is. Like, I want you to meditate and bring that in your life, attract that in your life. And I'm going to write you because you send me a text. I'm going to respond to the text right now when the show is over. I love you, my Leilani. Take care
love
of yourself,
you.
Beautiful friend.
Okay.
Love you, my sweetheart. You too, my love. So for everybody listening, I still have some minutes. If anybody wants to call, today I didn't have too many calls, so 202-570-7057. I still have some minutes left on the show. And as I said, the show tonight was the 7 pillars of healthy life. And one of the pillars of a healthy life is be proactive. Don't take a back seat when it comes to your health. Be proactive. This is my number one rule. If you think something is wrong, take charge right away. Do your research. Get to the bottom of your health problem. I give you a sad example. My late husband, for years, he said there's nothing wrong with him. He didn't want to go to the doctor. One day he woke up with stage 4 lung cancer. So don't do that. Get regular checkups, screening, blood work, routine testing. Second of all, know your genetic code because both your history and future lies within your genes. Now, not only in your genes, but genes are significant, you know, and genetics is critical in preventing diseases. So anticipating illnesses that are in your family. Also find balance, refrain from addiction. Very, very, very powerful. Remember that you can become addicted to anything on a daily basis from eating sweets, eating sweets and drinking coffee and from smoking. Stay away from the 4 white killers. I talk in one of my books, The Trinity of Health, about the flour, the fat, the sugar, the salt. These are the 4 white killers. So this is not to say you can have your favorite foods once in a while, but the key is not to consume a few foods in excess, but to integrate a variety of healthy foods. These are things that you all know. Number four, return to Mother Nature. We live in a colorful world, and what we eat should be a rainbow of colors. Work with foods and their colors, wear different colors, eat food that are alive, that raw fruits and vegetables. Then live in an alkaline lifestyle. I always recommend living in the alkaline lifestyle because our body must be alkaline. And try to pay attention to the pH level in everything you eat. It's so significant to drink alkaline water. Acidity in the body causes a lot of diseases. Acidity causes sarcopenia, osteoporosis, fractures, kidney stones. Research show that acidity also leads to high blood pressure, heart disease, thyroid problem, cancer, even diabetes, believe it or not. So how significant it is that you pay attention to eating more alkaline, like fruits, vegetables, legumes are alkaline versus all these dairy products and all these meat that is acidic. So also, believe it or not, stress induces acidity. Number six, move your body. Exercise is essential to a healthy life. It releases endorphins, the hormones that are good in the body. So it's very significant, you know, to exercise. When you exercise, you increase the liver's production of HDL and decrease the insulin and slows down the blood pressure, accelerate in which way you actually slow down the atherosclerosis. And number seven, create and sustain that positive action, which means the good karma. Everything we do turns into the memory of our cells. So it is significant because our cells contain karmic memory and manifest in the function of our body. Everything we do returns to us, both good or bad. Wrong action and negative emotion release chemicals in our cells that affect our biological process. So creating good karma for ourselves means loving ourselves, appreciating ourselves, never letting ourselves down, building our self-esteem, doing what we love, working on our talents, being in touch with ourselves, cutting out toxic people from our life. The world today is undergoing a shift, a major shift in the karma for the last 2,000 years. We need to get there. We need to get to 2033. We are awakening to our full potential and spiritual nature. And, you know, we are tested right now for a number of 12 years. So we want more than ever to be healthy and nourish our minds and our bodies. So that's why I did a show on the seven pillars of healthy life, because this is the most significant aspect of our existence. And I also wanted to talk today about the 13 most frequent diseases and their treatments, but I guess I don't have enough time. I'm going to touch upon them so a little bit, and I promise you on the next show, probably next week or in the week or in the following weeks, I'm going to talk about anxiety, depression, most likely because of the COVID. I'm going to talk about cancer, what cancer is all about, and how can we treat cancer naturally. Also cardiovascular disease, including heart disease, high blood pressure, tachycardia, fibrillation, murmur disease, arrhythmia, stroke, heart aneurysm, cardiac arrest, and so on and so forth, and all the natural treatment that exists for cardiovascular disease. I'm going to talk about autoimmune disorder and inflammation. There are 100 types of autoimmune diseases, from asthma to Hashimoto to thyroiditis to lupus to rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, multiple sclerosis, eczema, and so many others. I'm going to touch upon them a lot. So how can we naturally treat autoimmune disorders? Diabetes is a chronic condition that affects, you know, the body processing glucose. And the way to treat diabetes in a natural way, you're not going to believe how simple it actually can be. I'm going to talk about respiratory diseases, range from common flu to pneumonia to pulmonary embolism to acute asthma, lung cancer, COPD, acute respiratory syndrome, COVID-19, and so on and so forth. Intestinal diseases from colon cancer, diverticulitis, and so on and so forth, the neurological diseases, skeleton diseases. So all of this is something I'm going to talk to you next time. But thank you for listening. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. I'll be with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, stay healthy and happy and celebrate your life. Thank you so much for listening.